الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين اذ بعث فيهم رسولا من انفسهم يتلو عليهم اياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وقال تعالى وما ارسلناك الا رحمة للعالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انما بعثت معلما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام انما بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق وعن ابي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اوصاني خليلي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع الى اخر الحديث او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. Honorable ulama-i kiram, our respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy unto the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him a mission. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very distinctly in its four ayats of the Holy Quran. One of the ayats is what I recited to you now. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. These are the missions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to educate and to teach the ummah. And he himself mentions regarding this, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. Allah only sent me as a teacher to mankind. And in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Allah has sent me to complete and perfect the character of mankind. So we see from this that it was the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to educate, to teach. And he gave many lessons, many advices were given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his beloved companions. And obviously this was meant for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. We find that it was a common practice in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that they would go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would ask for advice. There are many, many narrations in which a Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awsini ya Rasulallah. Give me advice. Give me nasiha. One Sahabi came and he even requested that make it a very short nasiha. Awsini ya Rasulallah wa awjiz. Give me a nasiha and let it be very short. That nasiha was under 1 minute. Under 1 minute was the nasiha of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that sahabi. So there are, we see many numerous examples of sahaba seeking advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking nasiha. This is a very important aspect of deen which has died in the ummah. We find that people very rarely do they seek nasiha and advice. In the good old days, the people used to go to the ulama, they used to go to the mashayikh, they used to go with the intention of asking for advice and nasiha. And according to the situation of that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would inspire, and that nasiha would be given, and that nasiha would prove to be very beneficial for that person. We find that one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he also sought for nasiha. He asked for advice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was directed by wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he said was wahi and revelation. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this sahabi advice according to his situation, what he needed the most. He asked for advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Do not become angry. Again he requested for advice. Again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him the same advice, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Do not become angry. فَرَدَّهُ مِرَارًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this advice over and over for the sahabi, because at that point in time, perhaps that was what he needed the most. He needed that advice the most. This ghussa, this anger, is a thing that is extremely destructive. It is the cause of so much of problems in the world. How many homes have broken because of anger? How many families have been split because of anger? How many people were killed because of anger? How many people were injured because of anger? It is a satanic trait and quality. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the sahabi that do not get angry. لا تغضب. So we find that this was a practice in the past. People used to go and seek advice. They used to go and seek nasiha. I know of one young sister. She's got an excellent practice. She has a little notebook. Whenever any ulama are visiting the home, then she will send the book with the father or brother or somebody, and she will request that, tell Maulana to write some words of advice for me. Subhanallah. Now, if you compile that over years, it will become a volume of jewels. It will become a volume of gems. These are the gems and jewels that we should be collecting, and we should be encouraging our children to collect. So nevertheless, my dear friends, sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his own would give advice to Sahaba. Sometimes they would seek advice. Sometimes he himself would give them advice. Like for example, I narrated a riwayat, a hadith of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a very prominent sahabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engender in our hearts the love for sahaba. And it must be to such an extent that we should be eager and desirous to learn about the sahaba. Who were these great people? Who were these great personalities? What were their outstanding qualities? Why were they so loved by Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have to read about the lives of sahaba. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi, the son of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, he compiled a book on the lives of sahaba, 3 volumes. And the title of this book is Hayatul Sahaba, Lives of the Sahaba. Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri rahmatullah alayhi was one of the great muhaddis of this ummah. 50 years he taught Bukhari Sharif. Passed away only about 2 years ago. He said that I have read volumes and volumes of collections of ahadith, but I have not found a book in the libraries that will equal the book of Hayatul Sahaba. Because Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi collected all the qualities of sahaba, all the beautiful outstanding attributes, he collected in this book Hayatul Sahaba. It is a gold mine. It is a gold mine. And if we make the time and we endeavor to read about the sahaba, we will learn so much, and our iman will become strong, and our iman will be preserved and protected when the love of sahaba comes into our hearts. So my dear friends, this sahabi Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awsani khalili Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved, my bosom friend, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave me 7 advices. Awsani bi sab'in, he gave me 7 advices. What are these 7 advices? I will try to go through this very quickly. This is to show that how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give advices to the companions. And ulama have compiled whole books on the subject of wasaya al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That itself is a gold mine. To read what advices, what nasiha did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give. That was not only for the sahaba that were around him, or that particular sahabi. It was meant for the ummah, right till the day of qiyamah. It was meant for you and I. We are the ones who are supposed to be taking these advices and to apply it to our day-to-day our day-to-day lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance, that these beautiful advices, we treasure these advices and we practice upon it. So we find that Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me 7 advices. The first advice he said to me, an asila qarabati wa in jafani. O Abu Zar, you should keep good relations with your family even if they do not keep good relations with you. This is the test of our deen. It's easy to keep good relations with those who keep good relations with us. That is the easy part. The difficult part is to keep relations with those who do not keep good relations with us. And there are numerous ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the subject matter of keeping good relations with our family, even if they do not keep good relations with us. Sil man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, wa'asin ila man asa'a ilayk. Amongst the beautiful qualities of a believer is that he will keep relations with those who cut off from him. We try to be good to our family, they cut us off. We invite them, they don't invite us. We visit them, they do not visit us. We try to keep contact with them, they do not keep contact with us. We try to be good to them, we speak nicely to them, they do not speak nicely to us. That is the imtihan, the test of the believer. At that time, our reaction is to become emotional. And in that emotional state, we want to retaliate, tit for tat, as they say. But our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that at that time, maintain the relationship. Do not break relationship. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, he once visited some family members of his. They gave him a very cold shoulder. They did not even welcome him in the house. Now if it was us, we will say, I don't want to have anything to do with this person anymore. But Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, these were ulama. They had the advices of Quran and Sunnah in front of them. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he prepared some hadiyas and gifts. And he went to the house of these people and he knocked at their door. He knocked at their door and he told them, see, I've come here, I want to give you some gifts and hadiya. Their hearts became melted. Thereafter, for the rest of their life, they always maintained good relations. Now if at that time he became the same and he also cut ties, that relationship would have remained cut. And to cut ties and to cut relationship is a very bad thing in Islam. There's a big guna in Islam. لا يدخل الجنة قاطع. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that person who's a قاطع, the one who cuts relationships, will not enter into Jannah. May Allah save us from being those who cut relationships. We must join. We must join relationships. We must create unity. We must create muhabbat. We must unite the people, unite the family, unite the friends, unite the ummah, unite couples who are having problems. We should be a unifying factor. We should not be a dividing factor. We should not be a divisive factor. So we find that the first advice was given to him that keep good with people even if they do not keep good with you. The second advice Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him is wa an uhibba al masakin. He advised me that keep love the poor people, have muhabbat for the poor people, love the poor, do not look down upon them, do not treat them badly, do not shun them, do not turn your face away from them, do not turn your back on them, love the poor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. What dua he made? He used to make this dua that, oh Allah, Allahumma, the dua, the wording of the dua is to this effect, that, oh Allah, grant me the love of the poor. Wa an uhibba al-masakin. Wa uhibba al-masakin. Oh Allah, grant me the love of the poor people. Oh Allah, create in my heart the love for the poor. This was the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the muhabbat of the poor people. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Aisha radiallahu anha, oh Aisha, love the poor. Wajalisuhum. Oh people, sit with the poor people. That is part of the love for the poor. To sit with the poor. To be with the poor. Not to turn away from the poor people, not to turn them away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the walima. The worst walima is that walima in which the wealthy and the rich are invited and the poor are excluded. Sharru ta'ami ta'amul walima yud'a ilayhi al-aghniya wa yutraku al-masakin. The worst meal to be invited to is that walima in which only the wealthy are invited and the poor have been left out. Many years ago, a friend of mine, he passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He had only one son and the son got married, was getting married, and he was going to be the walima. So he mentioned to me that I intend to have my son's walima. I mentioned to him that Haji Saab, try to invite some poor people also to the walima, because to only invite the wealthy people, it is not a good practice and it is not something that is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important to invite the poor also on such occasions. So he told me that inshallah I will practice on this advice. And subhanallah, this brother, he arranged 3 bus loads of poor people from the neighboring areas. And he brought them to the walima. And he made them sit down. And he himself walked around serving the poor people. And he made sure that the poor people were treated well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this amal of him. And make it a zariah of his najat in the akhirat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, love the poor, for you will find me with the poor on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the poor to go into Jannah 500 years before the wealthy people. We also find that there are other advices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 7, but time is limited. I will go to the last advice amongst the 7 advices. And one advice he said to him, وَأَنْ أُكْثِرَ مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. O Abu Zar, try to read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ in great abundance. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ is a very powerful zikr. It is a powerful wazifa.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, kanzum min kunuzil jannah. This is one of the treasures from the treasures of Jannah. And he mentioned that it is babu min abwabil jannah. It is a door from the doors of Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that it is a dawa'un. It is a cure for 99 sicknesses and diseases, and the lightest of those sicknesses is depression. Aisaruhu alham. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the person who reads la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, lam yusibhu faqatun. Poverty will not come to such a person. And in one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the person who reads la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 100 times daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of risk for such a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, whatever was mentioned, to make amal upon it. Especially we should try to keep our tongues busy with the zikr of Allah. Durood Sharif, istighfar, third kalima, especially the zikr of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It also is a form of defense and protection from sin. When a person wants to stay away from guna, and he doesn't have the ability to stay away, then the ulama and the mashayikh and the akabir prescribe that the person should read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah repeatedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ability to stay away from sin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.